Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. And we'll also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Extremely excited and privileged to be talking with an entrepreneur, author, master marketer, hypnotist, internet and franchisee expert, and his name is Darren Stevens. Darren has helped many write their stories through his global publishing company, being just one of his many business interests. So welcome, Darren.
So thanks, Anne. Thanks. I'm really thrilled to be on the program with you.
I always start my talks by getting a little background on people. So how did you start your journey to success?
Well, I guess I started out at a young age, whereas I was only 13 when I started my first business. And this is when I was still at tech school. And that was making plaster molds and making little chess pieces, and that was my start, I guess, is by doing that and then selling them, and I was getting $30 a set, and in my first week I had orders up to $150 worth in my first week, and here I was, a 13-year-old boy at school. And back then my dad was only earning around $250 a week as a full-time as a plumber, so it was a huge amount of money for me, and I got lots and lots of business lessons out of doing that at a young age such as 13. And then obviously around 16 I left school and then started in business full-time, and that was how I started off.
I see. So what did you say has been crucial to your success journey?
I think the biggest thing for me was actually growing and learning and getting myself into workshops and seminars, or getting a good coach and mentor that taught me about different aspects of business, taught me different aspects around marketing and sales, and most of all mindset. Because mindset plays such a critical role in everybody's success. Doesn't matter who you are, if you don't have the right mindset and get that right, then doesn't matter how good your tools are or strategies are, you're gonna fail.
I see. So how important was it to your success to master this psychology around money?
Well, I'd say it was critical, and it was the fundamental thing, because underlining all of this is you have, you know, values and beliefs and decisions that you've made from your past that really affect how you associate to money, and how you know whether you value it or appreciate it, and how you look upon it. And for me, at a very early age, obviously I was only 13 years old when I started out doing these chess sets, I got a lesson that money was easy to make. And so that became my belief, because money was coming easy from doing something that I loved doing and that I was passionate about. And so I've sort of gone through life with the attitude, well, money's easy to make. And, of course, it has been for me, and I've gone on and made millions and millions of dollars for myself. But also I've been able to teach and share that knowledge and wisdom with other people now around mindset and business that has allowed them to make millions and millions of dollars. And so mastering the psychology of money is super important, because what we don't realize is often underneath at the unconscious level we have things that are blocks or limiting beliefs around money, and we don't even realize we have them. And they can be often have been passed down from our parents, or just through different childhood experiences or things that have happened, and we associate negativity or certain things to money. And some people often, when you speak to them, people have the attitude, oh, well, you have to work hard for money. You know, if you haven't worked hard for it, you don't deserve it. Well, that's not necessarily the case. I mean, if that's your belief that you have to work hard, then you're going to find that you're going to have to work hard to make money. But I think if you have the right mindset and you get some skills and tools around mastering the psychology of money, then you will have a very successful life.
Well, that's very inspirational and very wise words coming from you. So where do most people go wrong when it comes to money?
I think firstly is they perhaps don't get the right advice. First obviously you need to look at your own mindset around money and think about, well, who did you learn from? And often we learn from our parents. Were your parents rich? Were they, good with money? Did they teach you about money? And you certainly don't learn about it at school, and you tend to fumble through life and they don't really teach you about money at school, and most parents don't sit their children down and really go through and say, this is how you make money or you invest and those sorts of things. So most people are left to their own devices, and as you get older you do what you think is right, but often you can get burnt or make the wrong judgment or make the wrong investments and get caught out. So I think where most people go wrong when it comes to money is not getting the right business advice or the right mentor around money, because it's like any skill. Actually making money is a skill set. So, just as if you wanted to be a plumber, you have to go and learn the tools of the trade to be a plumber or a mechanic or an electrician or whatever the trade may be, to be a nurse. You have to learn all the things about medical to be a good nurse. Well, to be a good investor and to actually make your money work for you, then you actually have to learn about it. So you need to read books. And, your book is a fantastic example of teaching people about how to retire well and retire happy. That is a great thing to start with. Read books around money, read books about investing, read books around how to retire and retire well, retire happy, like you've written about, and educate yourself about the thing that you want to learn. So it could be going to workshops or joining membership sites. And I know you have a whole stack of tools and resources that really help people so that they don't make those mistakes. And I know, Anne, as you've gone through life, you've been very successful in different things, but also there's been times where you've failed or you've made the wrong decisions with investments and paid the price for that. And I think I want to honour you for the great integrity that you have by your taking the knowledges and the lessons that you've had and now sharing that with people so they don't have to make those same mistakes, and you're giving them the heads up so they can fast track their success by learning from somebody who's been there and actually done it. Been there and done it from a success point of view, but also been there and made the mistakes. And just as I have that same experience, through life, I've made lots and lots of mistakes and I've had lots and lots of successes, but I wouldn't have had the huge successes that I've had without having made a whole stack of mistakes along the way. And I think, one of the things that people like yourself, Anne, and me, we get to do is we can condense decades into days for people. So we can take decades of our wisdom and knowledge and mistakes and successes and condense that down into, here's the formula, here's the steps, follow these steps and you'll be successful. And I think that's what I've been doing for the last 20 years of my career is instilling my wisdom and knowledge that I've learnt and paid the price for over those times to be successful, and being able to distill that down into simple and easy formulas for people. And if they follow that, then they get instant success and they don't have to go through all the pain that perhaps you and me have been through in the past.
That's right. We grow and we learn and we never stop learning.
Absolutely.
How has your personal growth led to business success?
Well, I think very young age, because I left school at such a young age and started out in business, I was hungry for knowledge, because I hadn't learnt these things at school. And so I went to seminar after seminar, and I think one year I'd gone to 23 different seminars in one year. I was sort of going to one every, one or two a week. And the thing was, I grew enormously because of that. And because I was young, I applied those things and I wasn't scared to have a go. And so I think how it changed my life. It allowed me to become a millionaire before I was 30. I was 29 and I'd actually became a multimillionaire. And life was pretty good, you know. And you know, and then I had some ups and downs after that because, you know, I grew a company actually too quick and I had over 70 employees and my wages bill was $35,000 a week. And you know, but when I looked at how much I was making, $12 million a year, but really I was only probably making $100,000 actual net profit for myself, yet I was doing $12 million and I was working 80 hours a week. And so I had to learn there's better ways to make money and there was easier ways to make money. And so then I obviously learned about investing and making my money work for you and finding out what business vehicles and things would give me the highest returns for the least amount of work. And so, you know, I then went, okay, well, I need to focus myself on what are the key strategies, what are some of the things that can give you the better returns. And so I invested more time into doing that. But I guess where it's led from a personal growth point of view for me, it's allowed me to have an amazing life where I can, you know, 6 months of the year I live on an island, Hamilton Island in Australia, and then the other 6 months in Melbourne, and my family and we've travelled around the world, and I get to make a big difference to a lot of people's lives. And I just recently got back from Fiji only yesterday from spending a week there with my kids and family and also mixing business with pleasure by spending some time there teaching some business advisors about, you know, growing their businesses while I was there. And so for me, it's given me a very blessed life and I get to do what I love. I make money from doing what I love, teaching others how to be more successful. But I get a huge reward emotionally because when those people go out and become successful or start making money or their businesses grow and transform, I get a lot of great feedback. And that's worth a lot to me because I get to meet one of my goals, which is to make a difference in other people's lives and have fun doing it. And so that's what it's done for me.
So your life has changed dramatically from when you started out.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's started out and, you know, it's now, you know, I sort of get to work when I want, where I want. I get to travel. I don't have to worry about money. And, you know, I can sort of make a difference to others. And it's allowed me to do things that, you know, I'd always wanted to do, which was be able to, you know, when my mum needed a new car, I just bought her a new car. And even though she didn't want to accept it because she was so emotional about the fact that I'd bought her a car, I was able to do that. You know, when they needed new air conditioning in the house, I just organized and put it in. And I can do those things and give back to my parents for, you know, the things that they did for me, raising me as a child and giving me a home where I was loved and you know, and encouraged to go on and do what I wanted in life. And I donate a lot of money each year to the Starlight Foundation and help, you know, children in need and things like that. And so I guess, you know, I love the life I have. And, you know, it's one of, you know, making a difference in my life, making a difference in other people's lives. I'm very, very blessed to have those gifts. But it all come from education and learning from life experiences, but getting a great mentor and a coach, you know. And I encourage people, you know, if you want to learn about money, you want to retire well, retire happy, find somebody who's been there and done it. And I mean, I think, Anne, you're a true inspiration in that area. I know you've attended programs overseas. You've continually invested in yourself. And I think that's one of the key things is invest in yourself. You know, if you want to grow, learn and succeed or be more and do more in your life, then you need to find other people that you can look up to or that's been there and done it and invest in going to their programs or buy their books or you know, spending time with them and learning from them. And it's people like you, Anne, that are inspirational in doing that because you've been there, you've invested your hard-earned dollars back into yourself so that you could grow, learn, and now make a difference in other people's lives. And I think, you know, it's a wonderful thing to do, and that's what I'm doing as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Another way to share is to become an author. So what started you down the track of becoming an author?
Well, I guess that goes back to one of the things I was doing years and years ago, which was I worked with a guy who became very famous because of the things that we did, and he wrote the book Men Are From Mars, Women From Venus, so Dr. John Gray, and he wrote that book, and we sold that book. I was the marketing sort of genius behind the Mars Venus brand and helped John build the brand and grow the business, and so I partnered with him to do that, and we ended up growing the business so that it sold over 40 million copies of the book. It was translated into 52 different languages and sold in over 150 countries around the world. And I mean, in dollars, that translated into over $1 billion in sales. And so after doing that and helping build John's career and profile and the brand, I realized the power of becoming an author because of, you know, I applied my business skills and marketing skills to what John was doing, which obviously expanded it out of sight. And then I thought, wow, yeah, that's pretty amazing of the impact that a book can have and the reach that you can get with that and the prestige and the impact that it can have. So I thought, well, I should do that for myself. So I then wrote my first book, and that was very successful, called The Success Principles. And then I co-wrote some books with John Gray. And then since then, I've gone on and written books around business and money and success and things. And so I'm up to the stage where now I have over 13 books and with two more on the way. Many of those are on the bestsellers list. And I guess that's where it started. After doing that, you know, when I did that for him, I then decided to do it for myself. And what led on from that was then other people started approaching me, friends of mine, that saying, wow, you know, you've had such an impact with the books and what you've done, and that, could you teach me how to do it? And they said, well, could you show me how to become an author? So I started out with a few friends showing them, and they said, well, we should, you know, you should run a workshop for us all. So I ran a workshop and teaching them the strategy, and then all of a sudden that led on to so many other people wanting it, and it was a real winning formula. So I've now ran for a number of years some bestseller workshops, how to write a bestseller, and for over 3 days we teach people how to write and become bestselling authors on virtually any topic that you're passionate about, and we show them then how to build a business behind it.
It's amazing. Mm. And you've had many successes out of your program of how to write a bestseller.
Mm. Yeah, we've had many successes, and different people have choosed, done different books on different topics, and the success they've now all got is because, you know, they're an authority and they've taken their wisdom and knowledge and put it into a book, which gave them a lot of credibility, and that message now spreads out really impacts people in so many different ways. Just as, you know, Robert Kiyosaki wrote the book Rich Dad Poor Dad, you know, he originally wrote that book just to basically sell his board game, which was a board game all about cash flow and how to, you know, have the right cash flow, because he was wanting to educate people too around money and growing, and so he originally wrote that book just to sell a board game, but the book ended up being hugely successful and taking off on its own because the smart people want to learn, and if you want to learn how to make money or to, you know, secure your investments, then you need to read books around that topic or get a mentor and coach like Anne, or, you know, and I think, Anne, you have an amazing membership site that you've been working on. That's perfect because people can go to that, join that, get knowledge each week. It's a small investment, but for huge returns, they can get that knowledge and tap into people that normally they wouldn't be able to even get to listen to without spending thousands and thousands of dollars. They get to hear those interviews, even just like this interview. You know, people normally pay me up to $30,000 a day to mentor them or to spend time with them. You know, and you know, the people listening to that, this, for instance, are getting that knowledge free because they're a part of your program or your membership site. And I think that's the sorts of things that smart people do, is join programs that give them tools and resources that can educate them, because that's where the growth's going to come.
What have you experienced when creating change in people?
Well, I think I get a huge kick out of doing that and everything else, but I think the experience I see is people, the light sort of switches on for them and they realize that they had blocks around money that they never even realized they had until they had some mentoring or they were going through one of the programs and then identified some things that had perhaps been holding them back. One of the things is, for if you're listening to this program, if you don't have exactly the sort of money you want or the lifestyle you want right now, then there's a limiting belief or a limiting decision that you have in your life that is holding you back. Because if you didn't have those things, then you would have all the things that you wanted. So, and most of us have something that's held us back, or you know, that we might be fear of. It might be fear of success. It might be fear of failure. It might be fear of, you know, something to do with money. And it could be anything at all. But without the right tools or right mentor, then you know you can continually having those blocks that hold you back. And I think that's the big thing for me. It's seeing people have those realizations, making those changes, and then all of a sudden their life just sort of tends to take off has been a great thing to see and a great gift that I get to do.
It must be very rewarding for you. What's the – can you like to share with your marketing experience some tips around creating wealth through marketing mm-hmm. or the social media?
Sure. Well, I think five tips would be – first tip would be get yourself a coach or a mentor, somebody like Anne that can help you, that's been there, that's spent the time and money investing in themselves to get the education so that you can pass that knowledge on. So get yourself a coach in the field that you want to grow in, all right, for a start. The second tip would be create a vision of what you really want. Absolutely get crystal clear with a vision and get clarity, because one of my formulas for success is you need to get clarity. Once you get absolute clarity around what it is that you really want in life, then that leads you to having more certainty. And the more certainty you have, then that leads to having more confidence. And the more confidence you have, the more action you actually take, because you've got more confidence, which leads to success. So getting a crystal clear vision of what you want is really important. That would be the second tip. Third one would be do something that you're passionate about, because if you're passionate about a topic or you're passionate about whatever the business is or whatever else, then you're going to find it easy to be motivated all the time. You're going to find it easy to get up in the morning and go and do what you love to do. So find your passion is the third thing. Fourth thing would be, find somebody that's already successful in the area that you're wanting to work in or that you're wanting to learn about or whatever, and then model what they've done and improve on it. So find somebody who's already successful on, like if you were wanting to write a book, for example, then you should come and model what I've done and say, okay, well, here's a successful author. Here's someone who's successful in this area. Come and learn from them and say, okay, now how can I improve on that? Or if you're wanting to, so find somebody who's already successful in the area that you're wanting to work in or learn in, and then model what they've done and then improve on it. And then the fifth thing would be just take massive action at whatever it is that you're wanting to do. Because without taking action, you can sit there and talk about it and do and think about it all you like, but unless you actually take one step forward and move forward and take massive action, nothing's going to happen. And I probably as a sixth tip would be continually educate yourself, grow and learn, because about whatever you're wanting to expand on, the more you focus on that and learn about it, then the better you will become at actually applying those things and growing from it.
Thank you. Thanks very much for sharing all those tips. Just to finish off now, so would you mind sharing a little bit more about yourself? What's your greatest passion in life?
I guess my greatest passion in life is probably my family, I have seven beautiful kids and love them to death, so they'd probably be number one. But then the second thing would be actually doing what I'm doing, and which is making a difference in other people's lives, so helping them grow and succeed. I think because I grew up in a little country town, and you know, from that sort of country environment, you know, was you always helped your neighbour and wanted to, you know, everyone chipped in and helped each other. I had to that upbringing, and so I think my life has been, okay, I found what I'm good at. You know, I'm good at marketing, I'm good at hypnosis and changing people's lives, and I love doing it. I get a real kick out of it. So I think, you know, besides my family, doing actually what I'm doing, which is making a difference in other people's lives, and continuing to grow and learn is something I'm passionate about as well. I'm always, you know, loving to learn new things and applying them and trying them out, or go to overseas and see different cultures and learn about their cultures and how lucky and fortunate we are here in Australia. So they're probably the key things that I'm passionate about.
Thank you for sharing. What is the secret, I suppose, in creating wealth in your future? You're just going to be doing more of what you're doing, or?
Well, I think, yeah, doing more of what I'm doing, but also I think for me it's always continuing to grow and learn. And I think everyone should be lifelong learners. Never think that you've sort of know it all, and I'm constantly growing and learning, and you know, one of the things that I guess the field that I'm in, where I'm helping others or helping other people's businesses and things, I'm always learning then about their business or about something new, and you know, recently I've been working with one of our authors who has done a book all about decision making and helping people when it comes to making decisions and looking at investing and shares and things like that, and so I've been learning all about that, you know, industry and investing in shares and what and the mindset and the psychology of the share market and the different things there. So I guess I'm learning all the time. So I think the secret to wealth in the future is really continually to grow and learn. Get yourself a great mentor, like I said earlier, someone like yourself, Anne, is ideal for people that are wanting to grow and learn and understand about investing, because I know you've worked and talked with, you know, billionaires like Graham Bibby and different investors around the world as well. So even just learning from some of the great things that you have to share is ideal. And that's the way to wealth in the future.
That's right. And it's important to know that it's only scary for the ones that don't know anything about it. So if you listen to what happens in the media as opposed to learning yourself, it's not so scary if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
So what else do you do?
I guess, I have a range of skills in hypnosis. So so people that get blocked or perhaps aren't achieving their full potential, I help them from a hypnotic point of view to overcome those things. So we have programs around doing that, and you know, obviously we have programs that help them from a health point of view, from a mindset point of view, from a wealth creation point of view, all to do with the mindset, because I think the mindset's where it all starts, really. Yeah, so that, and obviously I help people become authors and published authors, and on a business level, help people grow their businesses and grow it through marketing strategies, both online and offline. So they're the core things that I do.
All right. And just the final thing, how do you want to be remembered, Darren?
Oh, well, tough question. So but I think probably I'd like to be remembered as somebody that made a massive difference in people's lives, that somebody that was known for their integrity and their kindness and for their outstanding and extraordinary marketing skills. So that's probably how I'd like to be remembered.
All right. Thank you for your valuable insights. It's always a pleasure spending time with you. Now, I know my listeners will want to know more, so how can they find out more about you and your programs? Your website, would that be the best place?
We have a number of websites, obviously one being Global Publishing Group, www.annieandrew.com.au for the publishing side of things, or the one for me, which probably is probably the best one for everyone, would be www.darrenjstevens, and that's Stevens with a PH, so .com. So yeah, so it's darrenjstevens.com, and they can find out more about what we do there.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.